Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We are holding on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We are at the words Odom B'Yardin. So we're in the middle of describing the process of the Jewish people crossing over the Yardin. The Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua tells us that the Kohanim who carried the Aron stood in the Yardin until everything that Hashem told Yehoshua to happen, to speak to the people, was spoken. And then Vayimaru Ha'am Vayavaru, the people went right through. So the Gemara explains, what are these words that Yehoshua spoke to the Jewish people while they were in the Yarden? It seems like an inopportune time to hold a drasha while people are standing there right in the middle of the Yarden. So explains the Gemara, Odom b'Yarden, when the Jewish people were still in the Yarden, Amar lehem Yehoshua told them, Du'u al ma'atem over mes Yarden. You should know why you're passing the Yarden, why you're crossing the Yarden. Al menashe torishu es yoshvei aretz mipnechem. It's so that you can get rid of the people who are currently residing in the land. And like Moshe Rabbeinu told you in the Torah that you're supposed to do, Shema v'arashtem is kol yoshei aretz mipneichem. It's a mitzvah of being morish the land. Imatem osim kenin. If you are mekabel on yourselves to do that, mutav, then that's wonderful. And gezuntehet, go through with pleasure. V'im lav ba'in mayim v'shos v'nos osechem. But if you can't bring yourselves to do that, if you can't agree that it's time to get rid of the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, the current inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, well then the water is going to come down and drown you all. My osichem, what's the lashon of osichem that the Braisa uses? It should have said oschem. So the Gemara explains that the Braisa is telling us that Yeshua gave a remez that if they don't accept to do this, osi ve'eschem, that it's not only going to cost them, it's going to cost him too. That if they don't accept to do this, to be morish, the goyim from the land, then Yeshua is going to suffer as well because of his ineffective leadership. So the Bnei Yisrael were commanded by Moshe on the day that they crossed the Yarden that they should set up 12 stones corresponding to the number of the Shvatim that there are in the Jewish people. And the Pasuk says in Devarim Chav Zayin, V'haya b'yom asher tavru as ha-Yarden el ha-aretz asher Hashem elokechem nosein lach v'akimos lecha avanim gadolos. You have to erect these large stones v'sadtos and basid, and the Pasuk means that in the Yarden you set them up and then you bring them out of the, you find them actually in the Yarden, and then you take them. Then you take them from there, and you build them as Beach on Har Evel. So then you put them in Gilgal, like it says in Sefer Yeshua. So the Gemara brings now the tzivoy that Yeshua gave to the Jewish people about carrying these stones. Odom b'Yarden, Amalem Yeshua. While they were still in the Yarden, Yeshua said to them, "Harim alchem ish evenachas al shichmal mispar shivtei bnei Israel." Everyone should pick up. Not everyone, but we should pick up 12 large stones corresponding to the 12 tribes of the Jewish people. Uksiv lemantia zos os biedchem ki yishalun b'neichem machor lemar mahavadam elachem. And this will be an os for you when, over here ki means when your children are going to see these stones and they're going to ask, what are these stones all about? So you'll be able to tell them, oh, these represent a special bris that Kadosh Baruch Hu made with the Jewish people when we crossed the Yarden. Simon lebanim sha'avru avos ha'sayarden. And that will always be a reminder for the children what occurred with their forefathers. Odom b'Yarden, again while they were still in the Yarden, Amalem Yehoshua su'ulecha mizem mitoch Yarden matzav raglei ha'kohanim. Hachin shtei mesrei avanim v'avartim osam imachem, that you should take from the underneath where the Kohanim are standing these 12 stones, and you should take another 12 stones and bring them together with you v'inachtim osam b'malon asher talina ba'alayla, and you should place them in the place where you're going to sleep tonight. So yachal, you might think b'chol malon v'malon, that wherever they go to sleep they have to have 12 stones tamalomer asher talina ba'alayla, that it's dafka in Gilgal where they spent that first night after they crossed the Yarden. So main point number one is three things that Yeshua told the Jewish people about when they crossed while they were still in the Yarden. Three things he told them while they were still in the Yarden. Number one, that they have to commit to get rid of the Goyim from Eretz Yisrael. Number two, that they should take 12 stones. And number three, that they should take 12 additional stones and set them up in the place where they sleep that night. Some Rabbi Yossi Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya, Chananya ben Chachinai, all three of these Tanaim, Amdu Alos Navanim. They all try to figure out the size of these stones. Vishirum Kalachas Vachas, Shkula Karbaim Sa'a. And they estimated, or they figured, that each one of these stones across the Yarden weighed 40 Sa'a. Ugumiri, the Tu'una de Madli Inshi, the Kasve, that which a person lifts up on his shoulder without help, tilted to Nehavi, is only one third of the weight that he can hold when he has someone else helping him out. So if a person on his own can hold 40 sa'a, so then when he has help with someone else, from someone else, he could hold 120 sa'a. So Mikan, based on that cheshbon, based on the weight of the stones that each one lifted was 40 sa'a without help from anyone else, atam chashif le'eshkol, can you imagine the size of the grape clusters that the Meraglim took from Eretz Canaan to show the Bnei Yisrael, and they had to lift that on their shoulders with the help of their fellow Meraglim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the Meraglim, Ve'yisu'u b'mot b'shnayim, mimash b'shnemar b'mot, hin yodea sh'b'shnayim, if it says that they carried it b'mot, which means like on a stick, which obviously has two ends, and has to be held by two people, isn't it obvious that it was held by two people? Why does it have to say by two people? Matam lam b'shnayim, b'shnei motos, to tell me that each moat was held by two people. I mean, I'm sorry. When it says b'moat, so obviously it was held by two people, because right, that's the way you carry on a moat. Why does it have to say b'shnayim, that they were carrying two motos? So everyone had an end of their stick, an end of a stick that was carrying the fruits on each shoulder. So since each of the Meraglim carried Peros, and they had and for Rimon and a Te'ina, you only needed one person carrying each, and Yeshua and Kalev weren't carrying anything. So there were eight Meraglim left to carry the Eshkol. So that's how you see that there were two Masa'os, and each Masa there were Shnei Motos, and each Mot was held by two people. So you see, eight Meraglim were carrying the Eshkol. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tortani, the way they were carrying it was in the Tortani method. Tortani to Tortani. So Tortani is two sticks when each one is, each of the Meraglim is holding on each shoulder. Tortani to Tortani, and it's the upper one is being supported by the lower stick because they crossed over each other. Haketzad, Shmona Nasu Eshkol Echad, Shmona Nasu Eshkol, Echad Nasa Rimon, Vechad Nasa Te'ena. The ten Meraglim that carried fruits, eight of them carried an Eshkol of grapes, and the way... Yeah, I'm not describing it well over here, but it's a machlokes rishonim exactly how the sticks were held. Ultimately, there were four sticks, and that's why it required eight meraglim. It wasn't that the meraglim were carrying on each of their shoulders. Each of the meraglim was only carrying on one of his shoulders. So there were two sticks that went in a crisscross, like an X fashion, and two sticks that ran underneath those sticks, that were parallel to each other, so that provided the support for the grapes that were being carried. So if you have four sticks and two ends to each stick, it's eight meraglim in total that were just carrying the sticks that supported the grapes. Yeshua v'Kalev lo nasu klum, and Yeshua and Kalev didn't carry anything. Iba yisei mishum dechashivi, either because they were the most chashuv ones and it's not lefik fodim to have to carry. V'iba yisei, or the other possibility is shlo heyba seitza. They didn't want to encourage what the Meraglim were trying to encourage over here, so Yeshua and Kalev didn't participate. So the Gemara now is going to go back to explain how they passed through the Yarden, but first let's just make a main point over here that when it came to carrying the fruits, two of the Meraglim carried fruits on their own. Right, one carried a Rimon, one a Te'ina, and eight of them carried a cluster of grapes. So says the Gemara, And Yoshua and Kali didn't carry anything. So we previously learned that there's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, how high the water went. Rabbi Yehuda said that it went up 12 mil, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, no, way more than 300 mil. So the Gemara explains that there is a Machlokas Amoraim, what this Machlokas Tanaim is about. So Pligi bar Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, there's Machlokas Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Chadam, or one of these Amoraim, say, Lediv Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the water went up 12 mil. He held that the Jewish people walked through the Yarden in the way that they encamped, meaning the size of the encampment itself is 12 mil. So when they passed through the Yarden, the water had time to build up to 12 mil. But according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the water was more than 300 mil high. They must have passed through the water in a line. And the other opinion Amoraim says, both Tanaim hold that they went through the water in their normal style of encampment. It's just Marsavar Adam Kalum, Marsavar Mayim Kalum. It's just a question of which travels faster. If you hold that a person is as fast as water, so then the people match the size of the Mayim. But if you hold that Mayim flows much faster than people walk, then the water builds up much, much higher than the size of the encampment when they walked through. Okay, so we will stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up from Shalach Lecha Anashim next time.